Asurin bedav shleisha ir. Things that you own, that the city made together, then the svar is the people in the city own it together. Everybody owns it a little bit. So if you said that your friend can't have any enjoyment from you, he can't use those things either. It was on C. V'yezel dav shleil lebovel. What's called something that's like hefker doesn't belong to anybody in the city. It's like free property. So therefore, both of them are allowed to use it. Kagoyin harabayis, the base of Migdash Lamashal, the harabayis itself. The base of Migdash, the harabayis doesn't belong to anybody. The mountain where the base of Migdash is. Relsvi Azorus, the rooms of the base of Migdash. Relsvi Habor, Shebem Saderach. In the middle of the street, they used to have ditches full of water that used to be Hefka, whoever wants to come and take it. So these things don't belong to anybody. Therefore, even though Reuven said that Shimon can't have any enjoyment from him, and Reuven can't have from Shimon, but they're both allowed to use this ditch, because this ditch of water doesn't belong to either of them. It's like Hefker, so it was not included in the Rissa Neder. But, V'yezel dover shalayshor ihoir, what's considered something that belongs to the people in the city, that everybody in the city has a little bit of ownership in it, and therefore when Reuven made the Issa Neder, Shimon cannot use it. Kogain ha-rechova. If you have a meeting place, a big open meeting place in the middle of the city, rechova means the big streets, that sometimes they use it for a marketplace. Yeah. And the pshat is that the people in the city own it. Relsfiya Merchas, there's a public bathhouse in the city. But the pshat is, vice versa, the people, they collected the money from the people in the city. So everybody in the city owns a little bit of this bathhouse. Relsfiya Basic Knesset, it's a shul. How do you get a shul? Everybody gives some money to make a shul. So everybody's called the part owner in the shul. For Yateva, or else that's the bima, where you're daven on. Relsfiya Teva means, Shenoisin Aleh Sefer Teva Likrois. For Yasvarm Chikurim Behem. Because the bima, the shulchan that you lay on, or else via svarim, the sefer Torah itself, or else via kaisiv, yeah. So these things are considered that the people in the city all own them. So therefore, if Reuven says that this guy Shimon cannot have any enjoyment from me, he's making it also now for Shimon to use the shul, to use the beis hamerchatz, to use the teva, the svarim, because Reuven has some part ownership in these things. So therefore, when Shimon asks, when Reuven asks it on Shimon, Shimon can't go into it. Yeah. That's what we're saying, no? When things that belong to the city means they all chipped into it, they all have a little chelik, a little part ownership in it. They're like shutfim. So therefore, like the mission we had before, when shutfim, two partners ask the one or the other, they can make it also. Like we had before, that even according to Blazer ben Yaakov, these things ain't ben chalukah. Or else not, because Mars before was Kaim Baruchuk, where he says it then. So it goes according to the Rabbanim. Now, the Mishnah says in Eitzah, what should you do though? If you want to be able to use these things, via Kaisiv Chalkul Anasi. So Rashi learns, Ran, before shall be Gemaradoka Kama, my Takanosim, what's the Eitzah, what should you do in such a case? When these two people have an Issa Ned, they're not to enjoy one and the other, how is it possible that they could use the bathhouse? The answer is that they should both give off their rishus, their part ownership, to the Nasi. So then they don't own anything in the bathhouse. Then it will be mutter for both of them to use it. So that's what the Gemara says. My takanosim, what's the answer out? What do you do to make yourself mutter? Is yichtavu chelk on the Nasi. Write your, what you, the portion that you own, give it over to the Nasi, to the president. That's an answer. If your property is also to your friend, you have a right to give your property for a present to somebody else, so it doesn't belong to you anymore, then it's mutter for your friend to use it. See here also, Kolzaman, you have a partnership in the Beis HaMerchatz, your friend can't use it. But when you give away your partnership and give it to the Nasi, then your friend can use it. Rabbi Yehuda Waimer, Echot Kaisel Nasi, Echot Kaisel Hedyet. Doesn't make a difference if you write it to the president or you write it to a head to anybody. As long as you give up your share in the basic Knesset, in the basic Merchatz, you don't own it anymore, then your friend could use it. Now, Mam Ben Kaisel Venosa Kaisel Hedjit, what is there any difference whether you want to write away your portion to the president or to a head to anybody, a normal person? There's a difference here. Sha Kaisel Venosa, if you write it off to the president, ain't Sarach Lischais. You don't have to make a Kenyan. You don't have to be mezakrat ayidei acher. You don't need a kinyan. The Ran says, Shemiyad shekosav lo ishtar matona kona. As soon as you write down ishtar matona, he gets it. There's a tremendous strength in the president. He has the right to get it without a kinyan. But if you give it over to a head, a normal person, you have to make a kinyan then to be mazakarit to him. Say no. That when you give it over to a president or to a normal person, in both cases you have to make a kinyan. You have to be mezakarit him. You have to make a kinyan to give it over to him. So if so, why does Hanukkah say you should give it over to a president? That's the normal case. Normally when you want to give up your reshus, your property, in a public affair, you give it over to the president. We have Yehudu Reimer, Einan Shei Golul Tzrich Lichtov. The people that live in Golul, they don't own any share in a public thing. So that when they make an issa neder one to the other, they don't have to write off their possession in the shul. She kva kisvu avasei mayadein. Tomorrow we'll explain the maisa. That their fathers already did it. In other words, they had a lot of machlokes in there in Golul. So already way before, it used to be that they used to asa one on the other. So kva nobet come to shul. Everybody used to make an issa neder. You can't have any enjoyment from what I own. And since you own a part of the shul, so the guy couldn't come into shul. So they made a takana before already that the fathers sold away all their ownership to the Nasi. So therefore, later on, if people will get angry and say all his property is us or on his friend, to the shul, he doesn't make it us, because he doesn't own anything. So Anshe Golo don't have to be afraid, because there the fathers already gave up their possession. Now the Gemara says, am I Mississer? Now the Gemara, if you read the Mishnah, it says, HaKaisev Chelkul Nasi, that if you write your portion off to the president, it's still us. So Gemara asks, why is it us then? And this the Gemara answers like the Ran spoke out. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Oh, my takanosam. How could they fix it up? In a case when Reuven said all his property is also on Shimon, what can we do for Shimon now to let him go into shul? Reuven owns part of the shul. How could Shimon get in there? The answer is, yichtavu chalkam lanosi. Let him write down Reuven should give off his possession of the shul, his portion. He should write it off to the president. So then Reuven doesn't own it anymore. If he doesn't own it anymore, then it's very good. Why Reuven would be allowed, Shimon could come into the shul. What's the difference? That a kaisel of a nasi be read off to the president, and it's all the zakos. The kaisel of a hedjit, it's all the zakos. The chomayim know, and that's the locha, that echazev, echazev, svichel of zakos, that they were not with nasi elabhoiva. Even if you write off your possession to the president, still you have to make a kinyan. Not enough just to write up the shtar, you have to make a kinyan to mezaka, your portion, to the president. If you do aimer, and anshe golo svichel of zakos, shekvar, kisvu avaseim ayadayim. Tanya, we have Yudu Weimer, Anshe Golo Kantranim Hoyu. They had a lot of fights. The people that used to have a lot of fights. For your Neudrin Anozebizet, used to be normal every day in shul, a guy would get up and say, you, I'm making this and that upon you, you can't have any enjoyment from me. So get out of here. That's what people used to do. Used to get angry and make an issa neder that you can't have any enjoyment from me. So mamash, your people out of went out of shul then. So Amdu Avisayim, the fathers, they got up. They said nothing doing right now. Any portion that we own in the shul, like in public property, we're giving up to the president. So we don't own it anymore. So therefore, if one of us gets angry and wants to say that his property should be Osirana's friend, okay, his private property that he owns is Osirana's friend. But anything public doesn't become Osir to his friend. Because any possession you have in public property, they already gave up to the president. Now the president owns nothing. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding off Mem Ches Amar Aleph. You're by the sect by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Hamuder Hano Mechaberoi. If somebody has an Isser Hano, not to have enjoyment from his friend. That's called Hamuder. Now, Hamuder means the Isser is upon you, that you're not allowed to have enjoyment from your friend. And V'yein Loi Mayechel, you have nothing to eat. And now your friend feels bad for you, and he would like to give you food, but he has an issa neder, he can't give you any food. So what can he do? So the Mishnah says, like we had before already, that nois noili acha l'shumatona. One eitzer is, let him give the food to somebody else for a present, and now the food doesn't belong to you. So this person, Shimon, can't have enjoyment from you, but from somebody else he's allowed to have enjoyment. So if you give your food to somebody else for a present, now your friend Shimon can have enjoyment from it. and now Shimon is mutter to have enjoyment from it. So the Ran speaks out that Hachmas Nisan Tanam of a Perkin Liel, we learned this already before in Afmem Gimel, for the Nishnas Karnel of Bishvil Dovish and Scharishbo. It only repeats itself here for the Chiddush we're soon going to have. That Shemachiach Sofi Al Chilosoi Harom Heve Vyasa. If at the end we see what you mean at the beginning, that you do not really mean to give it to him for a present, then it's no good. Like the case is like this, the Mishnah says. What's going to be now? Mice that happened, the story once, Be'echad Be'Beis Chayrin. Somebody in the city called Beis Chayrin, Shoya Oviv, Noider Haymanu Hayno. Should be Muder Haymanu Hayno. That his son made an Issa Neder that his father cannot have any enjoyment from him. So the father is also to have any enjoyment from the son. And what happened was, Voyamasiyas Benoi. The son now was marrying off his son. And Vashtaitzich, the son now has Charata, he would like to have his father by the Chasana. He would want his father to come to the Chasana. But the son made an Issa Neder that the father can't have any enjoyment from him. So what can the son do now that the father could come to the son? So the son now said to his friend, Chotzer usuda nesunim heinoch lefonecho, that I'm giving you right now the so chotzer, the place where I'm going to make the chasna, and usuda, all the food by the suda, the son now is giving it away to a present to a third person. Nesunim heinoch lefonecho. And he spoke out clearly that I'm giving to you for a present. On the gears on the side should be, he said, the son said to this third person, I'm giving to you a present. It's only in front of you. In other words, I'm only giving it to you for a present. That my father should be able to come and eat by the chasana. Like this, the father can't come, he can't have enjoyment from me. So the son now is giving away everything for a present to somebody else, so that the father would be able to come to the chasana. So that's what happened. Now this person that received the present said, Omar, the person, this third person said, Im shalihein, if you're really giving it to me, if you're going to let me have it, harehem mukdashim l'shamayim, I want to make all this food hegdish. I want to give it to a present to the Beis Hamikdash. That's what I want to do. I want to make it Hegdish. That's what this third person said. So Amalei, the son right away said back, Nosati lecho esheli, or it should be, Loi nosati, the Gusha should be, Loi nosati lecho esheli, I did not give you my food, Shetaktishom l'shamayim, I did not give you the food that you should be maktishit. In other words, I said clearly like, why am I giving you this whole suda and the whole chotzer? Because I want my father to be able to come to the chasana. So I only gave it to you that my father could eat. But now that you want to make this food hegdish l'shamayim, for that purpose I never gave it to you. Is omaloi nosati l'yeshelecho elo shetayato v'yavicho oichlem v'shoysin. So the person said back, his soul. He said back to the son, if you did not really give it to me for a present, so then all you're doing is really, you just want to have your father by the chasana, and you want the food really to still belong to you, and you want an issa to happen, like you want your father now to be able to eat from your food, that's also to do, and like the oven is going to be upon me, like I'm just a guinea pig like, I'm an in-between man here. That you want me to just to be the place that now your father will come to do the Avera. In other words, this person said, that's not called a Matana. And the Chacham answered back and said, it's not true. Omru Chacham, the Chacham said back, that Kol Matana, anytime you give somebody a present, She'enoi, that you do not really mean to give it to him. She'megdisha temekadeshes, you do not really mean to give it to him. That if that person wants to make it Hegdish, then you did not mean to give it to him. Such a matana is ain't a matana. That's not called a good matana. So that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Even though the first part of the Mishnah says that in a case where Reuven has an issa neder, he can't give anything to Shimon, and now Shimon is starving, so the halacha is Reuven is allowed to give food to Yehuda for a present. Now that the food belongs to Yehuda, Shimon can eat the food, because the food is not Reuven's anymore. That's if Reuven really gives it for a good present to Yehuda. But in the case here, where the son was making a chasana, the son was marrying off his son, and the son had an issa neder that his father can't have any enjoyment from him. So he wanted that the father should be able to come to the chasana, so he only gave the food away to a third person, only in order that the father should be able to come to eat. But in the case that this third person wanted to make it hegdish, he did not really give it to him, that's not called a matana. And in such a case, since you do not really mean to give it away, like here the son, when he made the chasna, everybody understands, like you don't make a chasna and all the food and then give it away to somebody else. So he did not really mean to give it away. He only wanted that his father should be able to come to the chasna. So since he did not really give it away for present, Lamaisa, the food, still belongs to the son, and therefore it's also for the father to come to the chasna. So Ran speaks out, even though there's a klal of a matona amanas lahachzir, shmo matona, like by Esrig, by Lulav, people do that. You're allowed to give your friend a present, al manas, on a condition that he has to give it back to you. And it's only a good present if he really gives it back to you. So afagav, even though in that case also the Megdish Enam Kadeshis, by there I give you the present only Amnas, you give it back to me, if you make it Hegdish, it's not Chal, like the Gemara in Bava Basra says. Still, the Ran says over there it's Chal, the Matana is good, because the few minutes, whatever it is, the amount of time that I let you have it, at that time it's the Matana Gemura. I let you do whatever you want at that time. But over here, by this Matana, by Beis Chorin, here the svar is the son never really meant to give away all the food he made for the chasna to this third person Yehuda. All he meant to do is just let Yehuda hold on to it a little bit so that the father could come, but not that Yehuda should really have it at all. Therefore it's not called a good matana. But in the case where you really give it to somebody, even though he has to give it back to you later, but now when he has it, Lamaisa is allowed to use it. So there it's called the good matana. Right. Now the Gemara sounds like this. Maisa lister. The Chura, the Mishnah, is saying astira, saying a contradiction. Like first it starts off saying alocha, that you're allowed to give the food for a present to somebody else, and then the mudirano can have enjoyment from it. And then the Mishnah brings down a maisa that says it's also. So Ran speaks out, even though it's not a complete maisa lister, because we know there's a big difference, but I call upon him, usually the Mishnah shouldn't do this. When a Mishnah says one halacha, that you're allowed to give away the present to somebody else, and then the mudir anor can eat from it, so usually the Mishnah should say a maisa, a case, the same way that it's mutter. So how come here the Mishnah says right away a case, the opposite, that it's asa? So therefore the Gemara says, you should know, chasure mechsura, something is missing in our Mishnah. Vachi katoni, this is the way the Mishnah should be learned. Even though the Reisha starts off that when Yemudir Hanor, when Reuven is not allowed to give enjoyment to Shimon, and Shimon is starving, Reuven is allowed to give a food for a present to Yehuda, and then Shimon can eat the food from Yehuda. But then the Mishnah should say that V'yemoy Chiyach Soifi Al Chilosay. But let's say the end shows us that when he gave this present at the beginning, he did not really mean it. He only meant to be able to let Shimon eat the food, but he never really meant to give the present to Yehuda, then it's also for Shimon to eat the food, because the food still belongs to Reuven. Reuven only gave the food to Yehuda in order that Shimon should be able to eat it, so then nothing doing, that's not called a matana, it's still considered Reuven's food. And since there's an issa neder that Shimon cannot have enjoyment from Reuven, it's also. Now the Mishnah says, well, my tsunami, there was a story like this also, the Beis Chorin, in the place of Beis Chorin, that there was a man, in other words, the son, that had an issa neder, and he was that his father cannot have enjoyment from him. So the father was mudir hanor from the son. The son was not allowed to give any enjoyment to the father. And then the son married off his son to the grandson. So the son wanted the father to come to the grandson's chasana. So here he gave the food away to a third person, only in order for the father to come, like that was the end of the case here. When the third person made a hegdish, the son said, nothing doing, I never gave it to you for that purpose. In such a case, to have a soifa mechiyach at chilosai, then the matana is no good. That's Shana Mishnah. When you really mean to give away the present, then it's good. The food doesn't belong to you. Shimon now could have enjoyment from it. But when you do not mean really to give away the food for a present, you only want it that Shimon or your father should be able to eat it, that's no good. Amar Rava, Rava says like this now. That loishonu elodiyom alei vehinech lefonecho elokidei sheyovei abo. When does the Mishnah say it's no good, it's not called a matano? If the son spoke out clearly, the son said that when he's giving this food now to you, that to the third person, he said clearly, v'inich l'fanecho, it's only to you, elo k'day sh'yava yava. The son spoke out that I'm only giving you this present now in order that my father should be able to come to the chasna. So he spoke out clearly that really he wants the food still to belong to him, to the son. Just the son knows the father can't come to the chasna, because the father can't have any enjoyment from the son. So the son now wants to give this present away to Yehuda, just in order the father should come. That's no good. So the Ran says, in such a case, he made a real condition. Like he said clearly, I'm only giving you this present in order that my father should be able to eat there. So it's a Tanai Gomer, it's a complete condition that I do not mean really to give it to you. That's when it's also. Avol, let's say, Omalehi said, Sheyiyu lefanecha, that this food should be by you, and Sheyova Yava midaitcha, that my father should come, but I'm not saying I'm only giving it to you in order that my father should come. I'm saying Sheyiyu lefanecha, this food should be yours, I want to give you a present. But I'm also saying that Agav, in other words, once the food will belong to you, then it's very good that my father could come. Then it's called midaitcha. That means that I'm giving to you for present gemura. It's yours. And I'm only explaining that I would like to see my father then come. And the Ran says, Avol omalei, v'yova yava midaitcha, hu diyomalei, delav tanayhu, o matone gemurahi, it's a matone gemura, eladi boi ovid hochi, but it's just nice for you to do it. Now the first case is a tanay, that I'm only giving you the present on a condition that my father should be able to eat from it. That means, now let's say when I give you the present, you want to be makdish the present, you want to make the present hegdish, so then I never gave it to you for present. Because I made a condition, I'm only giving it to you in order that my father should be able to eat from it. So if you make it hegdish, then I didn't give it to you. Because if you make it hegdish, my father can't eat from it. So that's not called a good matana. That's not called that I gave it to you. Mashenkin, if I say, here it is for present, it's yours, do whatever you want with it. But I'm only saying a statement that I would like my father to come. In other words, that's up to you. Like, if you're going to make it hegdish now, I'm not going to stop you. But if you don't make it hegdish, I would like my father to come. That's mutter. That's not called a tenai. That's not called the condition. Then it's considered you gave this person the present. You gave him the whole chasna for present. And therefore, if the guy does make it hegdish, it's tough, your father can't come. If he doesn't make it hegdish, then your father could come. That's good. But when you make a condition that I'm only giving it to you, only if my father could come, which means you cannot make it hegdish, then the matana is not called the matana. That's what Rava says, according to the first lashon. The other Gemara says now, lishna achrina, another lashon is like this. Another way of saying it is like this. Lishna achrina amrinan lo. Omar Rava said like this. Loi tema, don't say. Taima diyomalei v'hinech lefanecha hu diyosar. Don't say that the pshat by Beis Charin here in the Mishnah is because the son spoke out a clear condition that he said clearly tonight. I'm only giving it to you. I'm going to ask my father could eat it. Avalo malei hein lefanecha. Sheyava yaba v'yecha mutar. But if he just says, here it is for you. Here's this present to you. And I would like to see my father there. Then it should be good, because that's not called the Tanai Gomer. This Lashon says no. Even this case is no good. Ella, no, but afilu even. Oh, malei hein lefanecha. Even if the son speaks out and tells this Yehuda, this third person, I'm giving you for a present this whole Suda, the whole chasana. But you should know, I would like to see that Yovayaba v'yoichol, I would like to see my father to come and eat. Asa, that's also asa. Why? The son, did not speak out a complete condition. He didn't make it tonight. He just says, here it is. And just I would like to see my father there. So why is it also? Why is that not called good matana? So Gemara says, my time, and what's the reasoning? So dosoy muchacha salov. There's a new story here that since Lamaisa, you prepared this whole Suda, and we know that nobody makes a Suda chasna and then wants to give it away to somebody else. Everybody knows that. So therefore, once you just mentioned that you're giving it away because you would like to see your father there, even though you did not speak out as a complete condition, it's like you made a condition here. Because we understand that nobody gives away a chasna for nothing. So you're only giving away the food, only Amanas, your father should come. So therefore here it's like as if you made it tonight, therefore this is also no good. And the Ran says, Lishnachrina. Tani de Baalma, the Yovalav Tanayu, usually when you just say, I would like somebody to come, it's not considered a condition. Hochashani, here it's different. Mishum the Anan Sadi. Like we are like Adis, we know for sure, Shein Odom Mechin Sudal in a Suye Bnoi Vinoistaliachar. Nobody normally makes a Suda, makes a Chasna, and then decides to give the food away to somebody else. Hilkach, therefore, Sudosoy Mechachas Alov. Now, since he made the meal, the whole Suda, we know clearly, the Mai Diyama, that's what the son is saying now. For Yova Yava, that I would like to see my father come now to the Chasna, you know what the son meant? He meant, Latanai Goma Komer. The son meant to make a complete condition here, that I'm only giving you this food for a present, only if I'm going to be able to see my father come and eat there. But if you're going to take the food and make it hegdish, I never meant to give it to you. So even though you did not speak out clearly the condition, it's as if you made the condition.